Hello, today on Rapcast, we are going to be covering Lil Tecca's new album, Post Malone's new album, Hollywood's Bleeding, Post Malone's songs, Trending, Circles, and Goodbyes, and I'm here with...
Dan McManus.
Yeah, so around the month of May, like, I remember Lil Tecca blew up due to his song Ransom hitting charts and his song Trending. Do you remember that?
I do. I probably heard it right when it came out.
Yeah.
It's like the biggest song.
What's your thoughts on, like, Lil Tecca in general?
I like his music so far, but yeah. I feel like if he blows up this quickly, like, he could become a one-hit wonder or just fall off really fast.
Yeah.
All the attention he's getting right now.
Yeah. If he keeps releasing, like, album after album, like, the same style, do you think he'll need to change it up to, like, actually make it?
I think what he's doing right now is working so far, but I feel like eventually after maybe a few albums, it might start to die down. He might have to, like, change it up a little bit.
Yeah.
But for now, I think he's doing pretty good.
What aspect of Tecca do you listen to Lil Tecca for? Like, do you like his lyrics or his beats?
I'd say I like his lyrics the most, and he's pretty relatable because he's young. He's, like, our age.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he just turned 17 not too long ago.
Yeah, because I remember, like, seeing him, like, being... like, still in high school, and he's rapping, and that's just crazy, you know?
Yeah, it's just really crazy to think about.
Yeah, okay. And have you heard Ransom, you know, as I was saying. Mm-hmm. What's your favorite part about that song?
Ransom. Well, I don't know if you've heard the one featuring Juice WRLD.
Yeah.
I like that, because I'm a big fan of Juice WRLD. Yeah. I like that he collabed with Juice WRLD, because Juice WRLD is probably one of my favorite artists right now.
Yeah, that collab was really good.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like... Juice WRLD's got, like, a really nice, like, singing voice.
He does.
And with Lil Tecca, he's more, like, his voice is more, like, an instrument in a way.
Mm-hmm.
So those two types of singing, which basically they are, because they had raps in the albums, but it's mainly kind of a singing, like, song like that.
Yeah. It's got, like, Lil Tecca with, like, the more
monotone
the beat of
voice.
The song. And then, like, he's got Juice WRLD's voice over. It's pretty nice.
Yeah. I mean, did you hear Love Tecca? We Love Tecca?
I did.
Yeah.
I heard that album when it was new. I listened to most of the songs in it. I thought it was pretty good. I liked it.
Yeah, because I remember hearing those songs, and I thought they were good. There were, like, a few of them that were, like, iffy, but they weren't, like, bad at all.
Yeah.
Also, like, as you were saying earlier, do you think in the end... end of the run, do you think Tecca will be a one-hit wonder?
I think that he could be, but I feel like if he works hard and keeps up, like, making these songs and keeping up with the music, that he could end up being, like, a big artist for a while now, because he still is really young.
Yeah.
So I think he has a lot of potential.
All right. And I'm going to be switching up to Post Malone, so we have, like, two things to cover.
Mm-hmm.
What's your thoughts on, like, Post Malone in general?
Oh, I've always loved Post Malone.
Yeah.
He's always been one of my favorites for a few years now, so I'm a big fan of him.
Yeah, because I know Post Malone is he used to be kind of like a hip hop artist,
mm-hmm.
but, like, he switched into singing. And I guess I asked, do you think that's a good change?
I think so, because I think he's actually really talented. Like, a lot of these rappers
that, like, switch into singing.
Yeah, like, some of them can't pull it off, but Post Malone, I think he's talented and he can actually make it work good for him.
Yeah. Do you ever think, like, Post Malone kind of used hip-hop as, like, a stepping stool?
I think so, maybe, because that's mostly what he blew up off of.
Yeah,
because when he, like, first dropped White Iverson, that's, yeah, like, when he blew up.
That's one of my favorite songs to this date.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, it's just a good song. It's got a nice flow, it's got a nice rhythm.
Yeah.
The beat is great.
You can always go back and listen to it.
Yeah, like, Post Malone is one of those artists where, like, if you ever get bored of an artist and you want something just to listen to in general that you can listen to their old tracks, he is a good choice.
Yeah.
What's your, like, what attracts you to Post Malone?
Post Malone? I think that just every song, like, he has so many, like, his style
is so
diverse that he has a lot of his songs are so different and unique, but they're all really good at the same time.
Because I know, like, his style can be, like, it's diverse, but it's also, like, kind of grouped in a one. It's like he's got a certain style while being different styles.
Yep, I think so, too.
Honestly, you just kind of have to listen to Post Malone to, like, kind of get that feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything, like, that... you don't like about Post Malone, maybe, like, his like life outside of Hollywood or something like that?
No, I don't think so. I think Post Malone's a really cool guy.
Yeah, because I see him on YouTube all the time with Ethan H3H3.
Yeah.
And he's just like such a chill guy.
Mm-hmm. He's just a really cool guy in general.
He's like, if someone's going to blow up, you know, I'm glad it's him because he's got a good mindset and good, you know, kind of thing to show how kids should act or artists in general. Yeah. What's your thoughts on Circles Bleeding? Not Circles. Circles, is it? Yeah, it's just Circles.
Circles, the song?
Yeah.
Yeah, I really like that one. I think it's a more like a relaxed song.
Yeah.
So like if you're just like sitting back doing nothing, just chilling, you listen to that, just puts you in a good mood, just like relaxing, good vibes.
Yeah. I mean, I liked it, but the one thing I had about it is it kind of just felt dry in lyrics to me.
You think so?
I don't know. I think it was more like a lyric, like kind of melodic song.
Yeah, I think so too.
But yeah, is there any songs you think on this album that stood out?
Mm-hmm. I don't know if you listened to Take What You Want.
I've listened to it a little bit, but I didn't get too far in it.
Yeah, I think it's weird because it's featuring Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah.
Which is kind of crazy to bring back like a guy from like that time period a long time ago and have him in a song today and still make him like fit and actually be a decent song. I think it's cool that they did that.
Yeah, because, like, a lot of times when you bring artists from, like, old generations, they can't really morph their style well.
Yeah, it just doesn't blend well. But in that song, I feel like it did, and that's why I really like it.
See, like, a lot of things with the 90s is, like, the farther we go into the future with how, like, music evolves, the harder it will be for, like, 90s musicians to actually, you know, make songs because the way they write and stuff like that, you know, could be different from how they write in the future. Do you think, like, mumble rap at all is, like, going to stay? Because it's already dying out.
Yeah, I really hope it doesn't. I feel like too many people that aren't talented, too many of these artists and these rappers are getting a lot of attention just for, like, I don't think that their songs are that good. They're blowing up and getting popular, and I just don't see why.
Yeah, because, like, relating it back to Post Malone, mumble rap, he can do features with mumble rap, and it's, like, I don't know. It just kind of sounds decent because Post Malone won't like do a feature with anybody. But like, if he did a feature with, let's say, Future. No, he did actually. What was that one? It was the one with Halsey on Hollywood's Bleeding. It is Die For Me.
Die For
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it sounded good because like, I don't know. When you're talking about rap, you kind of like talking about like either mumble or lyrical, and like it's kind of hard to mix the two. And I think he did it well.
Yeah, I think he can pull off what other people can't. That's why I really like Post Malone.
Yeah. Hollywood's Bleeding. Did you like that song?
Song? I thought it was all right.
Yeah.
But overall, the album I really liked.
Yeah, overall, it doesn't have any bad songs.
Yeah.
I noticed there was, like, Wow in it, and that was an old song.
Yeah, sometimes, like, when artists release singles, they'll release a single before they really drop an album. So when they do drop their new album, they'll add, like, a few singles into the album.
Yeah, I just kind of found it weird because it's, like, not at all the style of the album.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
It's a good song because, you know, it's a nice song, but it's just, like, didn't feel along with the album.
Yeah. I get that.
And what did you think of Saint Tropez?
Oh, that, I think that's probably one of my favorite songs in the album.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like he can be lyrical, but then he can also be like kind of like off topic but still sound good.
Yeah.
Back to Lil Tecca, just I'm gonna cover it just a little bit more. Is there any songs like you would like any kind of styles you would want from him? Like He does kind of singing rap, but do you want, like, rap?
I think he's best at what he's doing now.
Yeah.
Cause I think the style he's got right now really suits him, and he's, like, he's good for that.
Because of his voice, you know?
Yeah.
Like, so you're happy with how he is
Yeah, right I don't now. Think he needs to change it. I think what he's doing now is good.
Yeah. You know, because a lot of people are always, like, they want more with an artist, but they never let them, you know, like, do what they want to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, it's like the thing, the difference between doing what you want to do and mumble rap is mumble rap takes no effort at all.
Yeah, it's true. It's just auto-tune, then you can just
sing whatever.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be good. But that's like, what I don't like about it.
Doing what you want, if you do mumble rap but put like effort into it, it will sound good.
Yeah.
But nobody does that because they realize with the algorithm, you don't have to put effort in.
Yeah. I think that's the problem with mumble rap in general.
Yeah. What have you been listening to lately?
Me? I'd say mostly Post Malone. I don't know if you're familiar with Lil TJ.
No, I don't know him. Grizzly, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, like I like that every now and then.
Yeah, I mean, that stuff's nice to listen to because it's got a good rhythm, but like I can't listen to it for a while.
Yeah, that's me too.
Yeah. Also, I'm just going to be doing a couple like artists that I think are kind of like unknown. Have you heard of Baby Goff?
I have not.
She's most likely an industry plant. So it's kind of interesting about she used to have like when she got signed to the label, it was interesting because her Instagram page got deleted and it just started posting like goth type pictures. Mm. Do you think industry plants are healthy if they put out good music, or what's your opinion on them? Industry plants meaning like the label controls them.
Yeah, I don't really like it because I feel like then the artist has less control.
Also, speaking of the fact that soon the industry will be like, oh, the people like this, so they'll just make more of those.
Yeah.
In the end of the day, it's just like a cash grab, you know?
Yeah.
Have you heard of Clever?
I have. I personally like Clever.
I dig him.
You do?
I mean, so the thing with Clever, he's kind of industry plant, but not really. Yeah. So he was rapping before he got signed. And what I think happened is the label kind of said, hey, he did metal and he was at freestyling competitions. And they kind of saw that he had a voice with metal, but also that he could freestyle. So I think they just kind of combined that into one.
Yeah.
Which works really well because, like, he's one of those artists that he has a distinctive voice. And, like, the lyrics, like, kind of like are a certain crowd where you have to kind of have a certain personality to like it.
Oh, yeah, he definitely has a unique voice. Yeah. Like, he really stands out. And I think a lot of people don't really like that.
You know? Yeah, like, I see that. Like, you know, rap and singing, like, that kind of singing doesn't make sense. But, I mean, you know, it's like, Loyalty was a good song for him.
I liked Loyalty.
Stick By My Side.
Oh, I like Stick By My Side, too.
Yo, man, like, I can't tell you a song that he made that I don't like.
Yeah. Have you heard Ring Ring?
Oh, yeah, by Juice WRLD
featuring Clover.
Yeah, that was actually, I think, his first song he put out. And then he put out Loyalty, and then
Stick By My Side. Then Ali Choppa.
Yeah, and then I think he might have released an album or something like that.
Yeah.
But that's going to be all for today, so I hope you guys enjoy the podcast. And next week we'll be covering Eager by Tyler, the Creator. So have a great day, guys, and see you later.